This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Britain on Friday began a new year in life outside the European Union's single market, with the first trucks crossing the channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new customs rules. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
As Big Ben rang 11 times, it signaled an end to the European Union's economic embrace of Britain, the final stage of Brexit. A steady trickle of trucks rolled off ferries and trains on either side of the English Channel. This is the front line of the new changes, the busy goods route between the southeast of England and northern France. Yann Lerich, the head of Eurotunnel company Getlink, says the new deal has brought more red tape for customs officials.
Now, each time there is a truck coming here, they have to show us that they have done all their custom declaration online before coming here.
British doctor Matt Steele is not optimistic about the changes.
I think it's a disaster. Among many disasters this year.
Karen Chamas, London.
The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the U.S. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington in the waning days of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. Local officials say at least 25 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia, which has slaughtered hundreds of civilians over the past year. The ADF, which originated in the 1990s as a Ugandan Muslim rebel group, is one of dozens of militias that plague the eastern province of the vast country. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular singer. The commission also detailed brutality by civilians involved in the clashes, saying some attackers decapitated and tortured people after dragging them from their homes and using ethnic slurs. The commission says the attacks on civilians by attackers constituted crimes against humanity. Johns Hopkins University says the United States has recorded more than 20 million cases of COVID-19 as the new year brought another grim milestone underlying the country's struggle to quell the virus. Meanwhile, at least three states are reporting residents with COVID-19 cases from the new virus strain that was first seen in Britain. AP Shelley Adler reports.
Florida health authorities have reported finding evidence of the latest U.S. case of the new and apparently more contagious coronavirus strain first seen in the U.K. They said it was detected in a man with no recent travel history. The strain has also been discovered in Colorado and California, and top experts say it's probably already spreading elsewhere in the United States. The country's death toll from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University, was just under 346,000 to start the new year. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is seeking dismissal of a lawsuit that aims to overturn the U.S. presidential election. AP's Mike Rossia has more.
The Justice Department has asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Pence, as President of the Senate, will oversee the session on Wednesday and declare the winner of the presidential race. The lawsuit was filed by U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona, but the lawsuit names Pence as the defendant. In its filing, the Justice Department, which is representing Pence, says a suit to establish that the vice president has discretion over the count filed against the vice president is a walking legal contradiction. Mike Crossia, Washington.
Norwegian authorities say rescuers on Friday found a body and continued searching for nine other people still missing, days after a mudslide destroyed homes in a Norwegian village. An entire hillside collapsed in a town northeast of the capital, Oslo, overnight Tuesday, burying homes or breaking them apart. Homes were buried under mud, others cut in two, and some houses left teetering over a crater caused by the mudslide, with several falling over the edge. Around 1,000 people were evacuated from the area. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.